You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Oh. Okay, let me try this again.
Oh.
Can't do it now.
All right.
Don't ask, cause I ain't telling. Anyways, so I was watching this video last night with Trey Gowdy, and he was steamrolling Strock, whatever his name is. And what I mean by steamrolling is basically he was interviewing him, and he was like treating the witness as hostile. Like, he was badgering the witness, and he was trying to get down to the most minute of details. And I'm just like, this is the biggest waste of 15 minutes I've ever watched in my life. And usually, like, I like to watch Trey Gowdy, you know, speak on something to somebody and interview them, because I mean, the dude is a hound dog. But what I didn't like is, like, it was getting pathetic, like how into the details it was like, come on, dude, like, really? You want that little bit, just that little bit? You want to get the info on, just if I could just get that little bit. That's like whenever you roll up into the Shark Tank and you're like, well, if I could just corner 2% of that 100% of the market, I could. No, just shut up. Just shut up. But man, if I could just, you know, I could just do me. You're trying to live in excess. You're not trying to just do you. You know what I'm saying? Whenever it comes to a Shark Tank investment, because if you're just doing you, then how are they gonna jump in to be able to do them? They can't survive off of their wages. You just can't. Which brings me to another point, man. It's like, I don't know, I'm trying to watch certain things go on, you know, and like when people get Social Security disability and they get Social Security from old age and they get SSI, you know, and it's all income based, it makes me wonder, like, how are you supposed to survive off of those wages and still have money to be able to do stuff? You know, because once you start making money, it takes away from that money that you're getting. So then how are you supposed to ever progress forward? I mean, it just, like, I get it. Like, it takes care of what you got, right? But what about an emergency? That's what I'm saying. You have no emergency funds. It makes no sense. Does it? Right? It doesn't, right? It doesn't. It takes so long. It takes about 6 months for you to start getting Social Security benefits, right? Because, I mean, you guys need somebody who's been through it all, right? And so I see how this is going. You work for, like, let's say a month and a half, right? It didn't last. Nothing happened from it, right? And you were able to pay your rent, right? But you struggled the whole time, but Social Security doesn't want to pay you for that month because, oh, you were able to pay for it. No, no, I was not able to pay for it. I made do with what I had, right? Which is what you're having to do with Social Security. You're trying to make do with what you got, right? But whenever they don't give you enough and an emergency happens, then what? See, that's what I don't understand. Let's say all of a sudden you gotta go somewhere and you gotta do something over here instead of where you're at, right? Now you got no money to go and do that. And you have to ask somebody for the money and then you can't pay it back. How is somebody supposed to survive off Social Security? You got politicians living in excess, but the average American who qualifies for these disabilities and for old age Social Security and SSI and things like that, they're not able to live in excess like the rest of everybody else. Makes no sense. It's not fair, is it? It's not fair at all. And people can be like, oh, I don't like the fact that he said it's not fair. Oh, you know, there's that word fair again. Well, you know what? refer to the previous statement where I'm talking about how is somebody supposed to survive and do what they're supposed to do? It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense at all. They're giving you the bare minimum, and so, like, you've got no money to do nothing afterwards. None. You got no money. So then what are you supposed to do? That's how people end up homeless, man. That's how people end up homeless. They ain't got no money to go out, get nothing to eat. They can go shopping, but they can't go to a restaurant and, like, pay for a date. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to get better with their lives. They're trying to do better, right? Well, how are they supposed to do better if the wages that they're supposed to report takes away from the income that they're supposed to be making? That don't make no sense. Because jobs out there aren't paying enough. They're not paying enough at all. And so whenever it starts taking away, it starts chipping away at that amount that you're supposed to pay for your rent and for your bills. Like, they don't give you enough to pay for your bills. Let's say you got a car payment. Let's say you got... Okay, let me just put it this way. Let's say you got bills that aren't in your name, but you still are responsible for paying for them. How are you supposed to survive? You see what I'm saying? How are you supposed to survive? Because, I mean, on top of that, like, let's say you end up, because we're going to go back to the eating out thing, because, like, let's say you want to go out to eat, right? Right? You got enough groceries and stuff like that, right? Which makes sense. You know, you got groceries. But sometimes you're not able to make it home to cook it. Am I wrong? Let's say you got to go drive an hour into LA from, like, somewhere outside of LA. Let's say you're in Riverside and you got to go all these miles. What, you just gonna go hours and hours without eating? I don't get it, bro. What if you get stuck out there for the whole day and you're trying to do something out there? Then what? How are you supposed to survive off these wages, man? I don't get it, bro. I do not get it. And I understand you're not supposed to be encouraging people to go and get it and do it. But, I mean, if you got a disability, you got a disability. You probably shouldn't be working. You know? Because, I mean, like, for example, like, I see people, like, get messed over at work. They get... what's the word? Like, they get picked on, you know, and things like that. And then it makes for a really stressful situation for not only for these people, but also for the people involved who are doing this trolling on them. Like, I don't like the situation at all, man. It doesn't make no sense that somebody with a disability should have to go out and work just to make up for what they're not making in disability or for Social Security at all. It doesn't make no sense. If you're supposed to help me, then you're supposed to help me. You're supposed to help me live, right? Not just help me, how you say, skirt by. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make no sense. How is a person supposed to survive off of that? Doesn't make no sense. But you got all this extortion money in politics. Oh, they surviving well. They having to pull off scam after scam, but man, are they surviving. It's ridiculous, dude. And it's dog-eat-dog in politics right now. Because they don't want to share with this person, or they don't want to share with that person, or why did you give this person that out of this extortion money instead of giving them out of that? I mean, like, it's stupid. The whole situation is stupid. It's dumb. I don't like it no more. I never did like it. And that's not just the way it is, you know? And so everybody's like, oh, I read the dumbest thing on Twitter last night. It said something, it was some reporter or something. She was like, well, everybody who's in, the acting industry, and basically everybody who's famous doesn't want capitalism anymore. They don't want capitalism at all, which I don't want it either. I think it's stupid. I think it's so dumb, right? And I think we're much better than that. All it does is encourage greed and nastiness. And so they don't want it no more. Because it shakes them down. You know, famous people and big companies are getting shaken down and extorted for their money, and they're tired of it. They don't want to have to pay the, like, Tom, Dick, and Harry, the politicians. They don't want to pay Mitch McConnell. They don't want to pay Donald Trump. They don't want to, you know what I mean? But they don't want to pay Joe Biden. But Joe Biden and all them got relatives that go in after them for Joe Biden, for example. You see what I'm saying? Oh, well, if you put him on TV, then you don't get no more extortion money. Or if you don't, if you put him on TV, and we're gonna do X, Y, and Z to you, and you have to pay us this much amount or more for protection. It's a mob shakedown. It's a mob mentality, bro. It's not okay, man. That ain't okay. You want that mob mentality? Why don't you go back to Italy, where the mob originated? And you could say it didn't originate there, but the Italians came over and started a mob. The pilgrims came over and they started a mob. They started a turf war, a gang war. This is ridiculous, man. But, you know, we all can agree that we don't want that mob mentality no more, right? We don't want the capitalist mentality no more. But what I'm saying, let's back this up now that I've explained all that. The point I'm trying to make here is that I read this tweet. It was like, oh, well, famous people don't want capitalism anymore. Well, tell me where, in what country did an economic situation survive? Or something, it was something like that, right? And I'm like, what? First off, shut your fat mouth. Second off, you know, these people want something different. And you're just going to sit here and defend capitalism? You're going to defend all the mob mentality that I just described? You're going to defend all the people not able to survive and take care of themselves in the ways that they need to that are on Social Security? So it's basically, if you're on any kind of Social Security, keep your ass at home and don't do nothing. Don't have no money to go nowhere and do nothing. Oh, you wanted to go do that? Too damn bad. It sucks, man. But hey, that's capitalism. That's capitalism. Socialism, nah, we're not gonna deal with that. It needs to go to the way Japan is. Japan has a working society. What I mean by working society, everybody has to have a job, man. Everybody gotta go out and do their part. And that's what people want. People want people contributing to society and not just living off the system. You understand? Do you guys understand what I'm saying here? I'm your ruler, bro. And they're treating me like garbage. And you guys are okay with that? I don't think so. I don't think so. Imagine you're me. You're in my shoes. And you know all the power that you got. And you know that people are walking all over you, disrespecting you. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? That's what you want for your ruler, for your leader? That's what you want for yourself?